From NPR and WBUR Boston, and this is Here and Now, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A protest is playing out today across borders and across social media platforms. It focused on journalists who have been jailed and prosecuted by authorities in Egypt. They've been accused of fabricating stories that tarnish Egypt's reputation. Three of the journalists have been charged with aiding terrorism. All of them have ties to Al Jazeera networks, including Al Jazeera English. The protest was actually orchestrated by Al Jazeera itself and is notable for several reasons, which we'll now discuss with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, who joins us from NPR's New York Bureau. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much.
So first of all, give us the big picture here. What are the conditions for journalists in Egypt that led to the arrest of these Al Jazeera reporters?
Well, you know, after Hosni Mubarak, his regime was ousted and is replaced by the elections. Of course, folks came in from the Muslim Brotherhood. And last summer, you may recall, they were thrown back out by forces and figures in the Egyptian military reasserting their control. And since then, it's been a really dangerous time. It was dangerous in that transitional period, too. But the regime has really cracked down in a big way. If you look at report done by the Committee to Protect Journalists, they determined that Egypt was one of the three most dangerous places in the world for journalists to operate. I believe six were killed in 2013, scores arrested. In this case, folks from Al Jazeera were detained, and the belief is that this is in some part because they were reporting some of the protests and objections of folks from the Muslim Brotherhood, and also because the Gulf state of Qatar had given sanctuaries for some top figures in the Muslim Brotherhood seeking to escape prosecution or detention. And of course, Al Jazeera is owned by the ruling family of that very Gulf state. Mm-hmm. So there's a sense of regional politics at play beyond just simply the idea of what reports are getting on the air, although those are said to have angered the authorities themselves.
Interesting. So let's talk a little bit about the protest and maybe anyone on social media today has been seeing pop up on maybe their Facebook or their Twitter feeds. What form are these protests taking around the world?
Well, so Al Jazeera has called for a day of global protest to bring attention, unwanted attention to the Egyptian regime. You know, they want to make sure officials there can't think they can act without impunity. And so they've said people should rally outside of embassies or inside newsrooms. And you've seen that happen to some extent. There are reports of maybe 100 protesters in Sudan, both journalists and human rights activists creating awareness there. You saw on social media a lot of protests of just people taking pictures of themselves, often with duct-taped X's over their mouths to indicate their speech has been repressed. And I want to say a lot of mainstream American journalists have participated. You saw folks from CNN like Christiane Amanpour, Richard Engel of NBC News. Much of the foreign staff of NPR, one way or another, had their pictures taken and on Twitter, Facebook, other social media platforms conveyed their support for what Al Jazeera is trying mm-hmm. to do, which is to bring attention to, you know, the repression as they presented of their reporters.
Right. I'm looking at a picture that's been tweeted out of the entire Al Jazeera newsroom staff standing still holding signs that say hashtag free AJ staff. But I'm wondering, David, in the last 40 seconds or so that we have, you mentioned CNN, NPR. I mean, given the fact that the mainstream media says it does not take sides in political and geopolitical debates, how appropriate is their participation in this protest?
Well, I got to say that's a peculiarly American form of journalism. You wouldn't see that as tightly observed in Latin America, Europe, or a lot of other places. And a lot of the journalists involved are those with an international interest. But I think as social media proliferates, you see people freer to express their thoughts. And also because this is about the core function of a journalist to tell stories and the ability of authority to prevent that, I think journalists feel this isn't a political debate. This is about something very intrinsic to journalism itself.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks so much.
You bet.
This is Here and Now.